Look, you'll know that there's been a big debate around the country about the role of Australia Day and, of course, mounting pressure to take January 26th, obviously a very highly sensitive day for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians, and basically give that date the flick. Now, last night, the Council of Yarra in Victoria met to vote on one of the most significant rafts of changes to Australia Day that has ever been proposed. And despite pressure from the government, Yarra City Councillors voted unanimously to stop referring to January 26th as Australia Day and to cease holding citizenship ceremonies from 2018. Misha Coleman is a councillor for Yarra. She joins me. Councillor, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, when did Yarra start debating these changes or proposing these changes more correctly?
Well, actually, we've been talking about what would an appropriate response be since the new council was elected back in November last year. So for some reason in 2017, the Change the Date campaign, which, as you know, Nick, has been around for a long time, really built a lot of momentum. And we were inundated from residents asking us to consider, you know, what we were doing on Australia Day, how we were doing it, and, you know, whether that was the best way forward. So early this year, we took the decision that instead of sort of making any, knee-jerk reactions, that we would have a consultation process with Wurundjeri and with Indigenous elders and non-Indigenous people throughout Yarra. So we've been sort of having this consultation process. We commissioned some survey work since the beginning of the year, and that culminated in a report that came back last night to Council with a raft of recommendations, all of which we adopted in full.
Now, were you surprised by the unanimous vote, or were you quietly very confident about this?
I was not sure at all the way people would vote. So I guess, I mean, there's some nuances around different elements to the raft of recommendations. So one of the areas that we debated for quite a long time was the subject of holding citizenship ceremonies on the 26th of January. So it's up to councils, you know, councils run these ceremonies, you know, 7-8 times a year, generally sort of once a month. And so we determine the dates on which those ceremonies are conducted every year. And we haven't actually got dates fixed or set for 2018 yet. So it was a contentious issue because we had received a letter from the Assistant Minister for Immigration saying that it wasn't, you know, it was going to be a breach of the code and it was going to be problematic from the federal government's point of view if we didn't have that citizenship ceremony. But we sort of decided that this, you know, this raft of changes needed to also involve a very significant statement about citizenship and for all. And so we're not trying to politicise Australia Day or delegitimate Australia Day for all Australians. We're trying to say that we want a more inclusive day, and that, so this is, I guess, a baby step. So it's not just about a flag or a commemoration. We're going to have different activities on the 26th of January, and the point about a different date is still something that there needs to be a national conversation about.
Very much so. Councillor, your residents are clearly behind you. As you mentioned, you're already seeing a bit of backlash from both federal and state governments. Are you expecting that to continue today?
I'm sure it will continue. And in some ways, that's the point, Nick. So there are many councils that are going to be taking very similar initiatives during the year. Earlier in the year, in June, there was a national meeting of all local government which happens annually in Canberra, and there was a vote moved at that meeting in Canberra for all councils to progress the idea of a different date or a different way to celebrate, you know, what's unique about Australia. So there will be a number of other councils moving this way. Hobart Council has been very active. Darebin Council, also in Melbourne, has been very active. So I think we'll be the first off the block, but I expect many other councils to come on board as well.